This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
Now, of course, this is a familiar artist for the supporters of Notorious Mass Effect, as once again, we are getting into the iconic Nathan Vega. As the first time I ever dove into Nathan Vega as far as his music was May 24th, 2024, with his track Si No Quieres No with Luis R. Conriquez. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? When it comes to the collaboration between those two gentlemen, safe to say they are back with another banger. As the specific track Aguas, hopefully I'm saying it right. I think it is. I think that's the right pronunciation. But anyways, it's currently the 31st most played track in Mexico, but that's not it. You know, I wanted to take this time to not only point out the highly amicable dynamic between Luis R. Conriquez and Nathan Vega, but I also wanted to point out how these two gentlemen are just showcasing, and a lot of Latin musicians are just showcasing, how camaraderie and coming together instead of hating is really rising Latin music to the point where the top artist, in my opinion, as far as the superstar objective metric, Bad Bunny, he just ended up performing at the Super Bowl. Now, of course, when it comes to Latin music, safe to say there's a plethora of artists that people who only know Bad Bunny may not be aware of. But let's just say Nathan Vega is definitely one of the artists you should definitely have on your radar, as not only is he having a Notorious Mass Effect, which over here is what we cover as far as PVTA Luna. I don't know how to say the first word, but Luna. That's the second most played track in Mexico currently. And then that's not it. As when you come to name, when you go on the past, right? Let me take you back to 2025, right? Nathan Vega not only won Billboard Latin Music Award for Artist of the Year, but also he currently is about to headline an already sold out U.S. tour starting June. So when I talk about the success of Nathan Vega, safe to say there's a reason why we've been covering him so many times throughout the lifespan of this podcast, and we're going to continue covering a plethora of genres. As you already know, the Notorious Mass Effect is starting to get basically, it is attributing to a lot of people broadening and expanding their palette as far as music consumption. A lot of people watched that Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show, and even if you didn't understand what he was saying, you understood exactly what he was trying to get across. As now, ladies and gentlemen, it's on full display as Latin music is going to continue to keep dominating U.S. live performances. And I'm not talking about an objective metric. I'm just talking about how more and more people are more inclined to go to a Latin musician's live performance in the U.S. than they were before. And to me, that is progress.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
So now, of course, with his debut tour, that's already sold out, mind you. So if you try to get your tickets, hey, guess what?
Whoop dee doo.
If you try to get your tickets,
whoop dee doo.
I mean, there may be one, two left, but it says sold out for a reason. So his tour, as far as Nathan Vega, kicks off June 27th, 2025. And he's going to be in the Toyota Arena, sold out shows from June 27th to 28th. And that's the debut, right? So when you look at the 30 days across arenas and festivals, safe to say he's going to be everywhere. So it does say sold out, but once again, you never know if somebody wants to sell a ticket, like resell, or you can purchase it on another site. You never know how that works. So even though it does say sold out, which is a huge accomplishment for a Latin musician touring in the U.S., I still believe when it comes to festival appearances like the Halo Fest or the Mitch Fest, I think it's Mitch Fest. I almost said something else. you could also catch him there if you're not able to catch his own show live. So when you look at Neon Vega and you're wondering what to expect, just know he blends a lot of high energy performances as far as corridos, tumbados, and of course, with a lot of his shows, well, majority of his shows sold out. I think if you look at his rise to fame, as far as being a songwriter for Peso Pluma, that's how he got started, right? And you already know, as far as in the Latin field, Peso Pluma is currently my favorite artist. I just like the way he makes music. I like the overall tonality, the structure. For me, if I don't know the language, I listen for song structure. Sonically, is it pleasing? Shout out to RDC. And of course, when it comes to me liking it from that standpoint, then I dive into Genius. I use Genius a lot as far as the website and dive into what they're actually saying. And then I come to realize,
you guys,
we are more alike than you realize. Ain't that something?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
So anyways, what I mean by that is a lot of these artists from any genre, they're just singing, well, not just, but majority of the time, they're either singing about love, their upbringing, which, you know, a lot of people are more street outside of the U.S. than you come to realize. But hey, that's a discussion for another day. You know, I am not the police. So when you look at this song, Aguas, as far as it currently being Nathan Vega's second, I think either second or third track in the top 50 for Mexico. But not technically, it is, objectively speaking. Luna is his best performing track in Mexico, being the second most played track. And then, of course, you have the track Aguas, that's the 31st most played track in Mexico. But then you come to realize it just came out January 29th of this year. So safe to say that we're already catching a song early before it blows up in a mainstream level. And the music video is doing phenomenal. I believe it had surpassed 5 million plus YouTube views within weeks. And of course, when you come to the overall heavy TikTok consumption, as far as it being able to converse into actual streams and units purchased, dare I say, once again, that TikTok is the most authentic tool to use as a musician. And multiple times, I keep talking about outliers and the 1% of the 1% in the music industry. And in a very interesting app keeps coming up as far as what's credited towards the streams, as far as discoverability. And safe to say, TikTok, time and time again, keeps coming up.
You guys.
It's almost like I've been saying that this whole time.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
So if you're an up-and-coming artist and you're not using TikTok, once again, you're probably not trying to be taken serious when it comes to your music. So, yeah, don't take it from me. Take it from the objective analytics. So shout out to Nathan Vega. Once again, we're going to continue to keep covering this very talented, immensely talented artist. And, of course, make sure to check out Aguas out now on all DSPs. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Neon Vega and Luis R. Conriquez coming back together for another track titled Aguas, and it currently it being the 31st most played track in Mexico.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower. It's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro. Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.